And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
A new report from experts at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy highlights an accounting scheme and legal loophole that global companies are using to dodge more than $370 million a year in North Carolina taxes. The report explains that state taxes for big global companies ought to be calculated through something known as combined reporting. With combined reporting, a company's North Carolina tax bill would be based, logically enough, on how much of its activity takes place in our state. Unfortunately, current law allows these companies to use tax havens in other states like Delaware and overseas to avoid paying our state taxes. This is grossly unfair, both to North Carolina taxpayers and to our homegrown businesses that don't have a footprint outside the state. The bottom line, global corporations have already gotten enormous breaks on their federal and state taxes in recent years that have only tilted the economic playing field further in favor of the very wealthy. It's high time that wealthy shareholders and profitable corporations reinvest in the communities that have made them rich in the first place. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.